Well, Ben, the election is come and gone. Let's get into some results for Grant County.
Sounds good.
Why don't we start out the results with some of the county seats?
Okay, absolutely. We have we had a closely watched race for three different districts in our county commission this year, mostly because those are new districts. Our current three-seat board voted to expand to five in the last year. And so these are really newly districted areas, different demographics than we're usually seeing. During the primaries, more centrist Democrats were beaten out in each of these three by a progressive ticket who were running as a team. And two of those progressive candidates did win the time, Harry Brown in District 5, with a pretty close race of Republican Harry Peacott. It's 50% to 49% right now. And in District 3 here, we have Alicia Edwards on the progressive ticket, the Democratic ticket, beating out Henry Torres, 52% to 47%. The upset there in a mostly Democratic county is in our most rural district, where Republican Billy Billings beat out Democrat Marilyn Alcorn with 59 to 40.
Let's look at District 38 for the legislature.
Absolutely. So this is a really interesting race here. Longtime Representative Rudolfo Martinez is running again against John Zimmerman, the Republican who beat him in the last election. Martinez is a hometown guy. He's very popular here in Grant County, so he won here no problem, 60% to 39%. But Zimmerman from Doñana won there with 55 to 44. So we're really watching Sierra there. It's not a huge population, you know, of Sierra County that's in this district, but it could change things up.
And District 39?
39, we're watching closely here as well. We had a local Democrat, Mary Hotbed, running against Republican Rebecca Dow from Sierra County for a seat that has been held by a Grant County representative, although Republicans, for many, many years, with Diane Hamilton and before that people like Murray Ryan. And the problem is for the current margin, Sierra County hasn't clocked in yet on the Secretary of State website, and that's where Dow's base is. And even when it was a Grant County representative with Hamilton, she usually picked up about 1,000 votes there.
And people can go to your website, and what is that website again?
It is scdailypress.com.
And they can get the full updates from there.
Yes, they can.
Thank you, Ben Fisher. You have a good day.
Thank you.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.